Hello, friends, and welcome to day 43 of Lent. 43 days of journeying with us through St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons. Janelle, this has been great, hasn't it?
It has been. I was just thinking, like, how has the readings of St. Alphonsus transformed your life?
Well, I think about it. I think about sin. I think about mercy. I think about God's passion, Jesus' passion. So I feel like it's a much more mindful, at least this Lent. Yeah. It's always, always, always on my mind.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be a little bit sad when this is done. I guess I could continue. I'm sure he's got lots of other things for me to read.
We'll think of something. In fact, we are going to think of something on Good Friday. Tell him about it.
Yeah, we're starting the Divine Mercy Novena, actually, on Good Friday. And this is something that Ken and I have led people through for the last 4 years, I think. So this will be our fifth year doing it. And we always lead a group through Facebook. And then also just all our videos are on YouTube as well.
Yeah. So please join us starting Good Friday. If you want to join the Facebook group, the link will be in the description. If not, we'll just continue putting these on.
On YouTube.
So what stood out to you today in St. Alphonsus' readings?
And in beholding the patience of our Savior in his death, the saints have joyfully accepted the most painful sicknesses and even the most cruel torments that tyrants can inflict. Lastly, at beholding the love of Jesus Christ in being willing to sacrifice his life for us in a sea of sorrows, they have sought to sacrifice to him all that they had, possessions, children, and even life itself. I think that's so beautiful. I feel like it's true. When we read the lives of the saints, we hear of all the things that they've offered up or they sacrificed or the penances that they did. I remember reading this children's story about Saint Kateri, about how she would like mix ashes in with her food to increase the amount of penance that she would do. And I, you know, here I am like complaining about like bland food or, you know, having to eat something that I don't want to. Well, let me tell you, there's no ashes in there. So I should be thankful.
And we're not putting ashes in our kids' food. Don't worry.
But even, you know, like he's talking about like the saints are even offering up, you know, their children, their possessions. Like there's saint stories where there's families that are martyred and the parents have to watch their children be martyred before them. Like I just feel like, wow, they really understand the beauty that awaits them.
If you wish to acquire the great treasure of the love of God, I recommend you to ask it continually, saying, "My Jesus, give me thy love. Mary, obtain for me the gift of divine love. My holy angel guardian, my holy advocates, obtain for me the gift of love." It will be sufficient to say, "Love." God will always be pleased with it and will always infuse some new sentiment of devotion, will enkindle some new flame, and will excite some holy desire in your heart. I just love this.
Yeah.
How do we acquire love? Ask for it. Mm-hmm. Just ask for it. And I love how he says, it is sufficient to say love. Mm-hmm. We get so many people asking questions. Well, how do you detach? How do you pray? How do you practically do something? It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Often you just ask. And he makes it so simple. It's just a simple word. Love. Mm-hmm. When you say the word love, with the intention of growing in divine love, that grace is granted to you.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful practice that we can develop throughout the day. You can set your phone to go off every hour, and every time the reminder goes off, you just say, love, interiorly. And guess what? God grants you the gift of love. Mm-hmm. There's certain prayers that God, he might not exactly answer it the way we want. For example, the lottery numbers for next week. You ask for that? Well, he might say, I got a better idea than that. But when you say love, he always responds, yes, love.
I love that. St. Augustine says, all the time that is not spent for God is lost time. But I just feel like that. There's been a lot of lost time in my life. I think, especially during my youth or, you know, even now, I feel like there's a lot of lost time that I could give to God. But you know what? I think even just praying like a morning offering your entire day to God, that is so helpful because then there is no lost time for God. Everything, every struggle, every joy is offered to God.
And what I liked about this was the very next sentence. At death, we shall receive consolation only from having loved Jesus. Here I am thinking about death. <You know? laughs> But this is our consolation. Love. That's it. What have we loved? And in the end, we get what we love.
Mm.
So if we've loved God, we get God. If we've loved something outside of God, then that's what we get for all eternity. We are outside of God's love. That's hell.
Mm.
So in the end, we get what we love.
Mm-hmm.
So friends, please pray the rosary along with us. It'll be right up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
And please get to confession if you can. I know our parish is having confessions tonight, so mm-hmm. I am going to go to that.
Me too.
So hopefully some of you will get to confession near you.
And comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. We would appreciate that. I read all the comments. I know you read some because yeah. our lives are just busy, but every comment is read. So thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.